Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players. The head coach.
Again, his speed. You can't teach speed. You know, he knows how to use it.
And the fans. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, your Milwaukee Bucks, they, well, I don't know. I guess I don't really have to say what happened. We'll just hit this. We'll just hit play and see what happens. That's right. That means they won. Welcome to the extra stream here at 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Bucks get the win 92-90 over the New York Knickerbockers tonight at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Return of Jabari Parker and Giannis with a game winner with about 1.5 seconds left in a tie game at 90. Won the jumper, took it to the rim, and laid it in. For the win, Giannis, 29 points, 11 boards, couple assists, 3 steals, 2 block shots. Giannis wins it for the Bucks. They win 92-90. If you're listening on our extra stream, then you know you found the link at either our Twitter account, 105.7 FM The Fan, or you found the link for the extra stream at 105.7fmthefan.com or on our Facebook fan page. Tell your friends, tell your family where to find us in games like this. So the Bucks get the win, 92-90. Giannis with the big night. Before that shot, this was going to be about Jabari Parker tonight. That's what this was going to be about. And with all due respect, I don't know if it still will be about him, but I still think it will be. Jabari Parker, 15 minutes of action tonight, a dozen points. 4 of 7 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3-point range, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 12 points, 3 rebounds for Jabari in his 15 minutes action tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks in a 92-90 victory. Only 2 guys in double figures for the Bucks tonight in this win. More insane is they got out rebounded by 20. Bucks out-rebounded by 20 tonight. 56-36. Knicks over the Bucks rebounding the basketball. Field goal percentage. Bucks win that one 43.5% to 40%. 3-point shooting, they were not so good. 7 of 24 were the Bucks tonight. Free throws, Bucks got them there on the free throw line. 19 of 26 for the Bucks. Only 13 of 17 for the New York Knicks. But you get out-rebounded by 20 and still win. That's saying a lot about everything else that had to go right. Turnovers for the Knicks killed them. They had 19 turnovers, only 11 for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight in this victory. And again, only 2 people in double figures, Giannis and Jabari Parker. And you still won this basketball game, while the Knicks had 4 of their 5 starters in double figures, still able to win. They led, by the way, tonight by Enes Kanter, 17 points, 18 rebounds for Kanter tonight, but 6 turnovers definitely did not do the New York Knicks any favor. And you continue to see problems for this Bucks team going up against more physical players inside. Kanter, a more physical player. Plus, you had to deal with Porzingis, too. And you saw in this game tonight, the Bucks play a five guys on the floor that featured Giannis at the center position. Five on the floor featuring Giannis at center. That is a situation where if you want to do that in stretches against teams that don't have the physical center, I'm good with that. I got no problem with that whatsoever, if that's what you want to do. If not, if you think you can play with that lineup and start it, then I'm going to disagree and say I don't want to see it. If you're going to say, well, we're going to play Giannis at the five down the stretch here and start him and play him at the five, and Henson is going to come off the bench behind Giannis, so Jabari and Middleton can both be on the floor together, and then, you know, Bledsoe at the point guard, and your two guard then becomes, let's say, Sterling Brown or Tony Snell. It should be Sterling Brown. I've been saying it. I'll continue to say it. That I don't like. And the reason I don't like that idea is because I don't want to get Giannis beat up. Having guys get the ball tossed down to him down in the post or the box, backing him in, throwing elbows and all this other stuff. I don't mind it in spurts in a basketball game. If that's what you want to do, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Okay, fine. To change things up a little bit, maybe surprise the opposing team once in a while with it, fine. But to do it consistently, I don't think I want to do it consistently with Giannis at the center position where you start the game and end the game with Giannis at the five. I just think you're asking to get him beat up more than is necessary. What needs to happen is you need to go find a center. Now, Kyle O'Quinn is a guy that's been talked about on this show prior. And maybe that is a guy that they go out and they look at. Nothing too special tonight. 4 points, four boards, had a couple of jumpers. But they're going to have to get somebody. You cannot play the rest of the year with just Henson and Thonmaker and Marshall Plumlee. That's just not going to work, guys. They need somebody else to help deal with that. And noble effort by Jabari Parker having to try and deal with Porzingis. And Giannis having to deal with Enes Kanter. I mean, God bless him for attempting it. But seriously, that is a difficult situation, I think, to put these guys in, for sure. But Giannis, my goodness. Regardless of what was going on tonight, to be able to get that shot and close it out, that's what superstars do, right? Superstars close games out. And he did it again tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks in a 92-90 victory. And just took it right at Enes Kanter to Wisconsin. They throw the screen with Henson. Kanter ends up on him instead of Porzingis, and 99 on the layup. All right, let's get to some phone calls here. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Where to, Mr. Mandela?
Where else but Justin in North Carolina, first calling in tonight.
What's up?
Man, we out here jumping off the couch, Sparky. I watched the game with my daughter, man. We all the way turned up tonight, bro. This good win.
Huge. I almost said huge win, but it's definitely a good one. It gets you back to five games over 500, and a game that you should win. Now, you should come back Sunday in Brooklyn and beat the Nets and get yourself to six over for the first time all year.
Now, I don't want to turn this into, you know, Christian radio, but every prayer went up to every God possible to make sure that Giannis' ankle was okay, and thank God it did work out.
They worked. Yep.
It did. Giannis, man, that's clutch. So, I know we were talking about Kyle O'Quinn. You know, I've been on his band. I've been on the train to bring him to the Bucks. What do you think about Kanter? Why can't we bring him to the Bucks? Do they not want to move him?
Who do you want?
Kanter. Enes Kanter.
Oh, Enes Kanter. Well, I mean, his contract, if memory serves correct, sucks as far as how much he's making. Let me just see what he is making.
He's the type of guy that you would hate on everybody else's team, but if he was a Buck, you'd love him.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he signed a huge deal in Oklahoma City to come off the bench. And then he ended up getting moved to the Knicks. Let's see what kind of deal he's got here.
Why you look that up, as far as, like, the whole Jabari thing, man, like, that's just amazing. First night, first shot after a year of competitive basketball, he knocks it down. I thought he looked very well tonight. And I don't want to trade him. I want to let this play out. 25, 30 mil a year, probably not that, but we need to give him that 18 that was allegedly Leroy Butler words that was out there for him. Give him that $18 million a year for 3 years, and let's let him sign it, and let's let him prove it, and then give him that big deal after that.
Well, if he turned it down then, or his agent turned it down, whoever it was, again, it comes back to him. If they turned it down last summer, if he plays well here in the second half of the season, it's going to cost him more than $18 million if it wasn't good enough last year. Cantor, by the way, $17.8 million.
Oh.
But he had a trade kicker of 2.682 this year, so a cap hit of 20.5. But next year, he has a player option. So it's 18.6 next year if he picks up the player option. So I don't think they're moving Cantor. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
but
that's DeAndre Jordan money type thing right there, and he's the poor man's DeAndre Jordan, and that's not saying a lot because we don't want that guy to come and get $30 million. But, Sparky, I'm just excited to see Jabari come back. I thought it was a great game. I thought a lot of guys played well. I thought Henson, like, people bash Henson so much, and that just frustrates me so much because he can't help his frame, but he does the best he can with what he has. He's a great backup center, but he shouldn't be starting. We all can admit that, but he plays well for what he has. And he made a couple good blocks. He made a couple good defensive plays. He drew a key offensive foul on Cantor with, he elbowed the guy in the chest. And I mean, I don't understand how you don't think it's an offensive foul. But I thought Sterling Brown looked well tonight. Giannis and John. Dele had key shots. We had a lot of opportunities that we missed. But like you said, man, this is part of that 13-game streak that you talked about.
Did you say Dele had key shots like Pearl? He only hit one shot.
Yeah, but Dele does Dele things, and he's not worth the money. If Dele was half his contract, it'd be a great contract.
Man, you've got to be kidding me. Dele does Dele things. Dele doesn't score. Dele turns over the basketball 3 times tonight. Had 4 assists. That's not exactly a great turnover-to-assist ratio.
He led the point after Bledsoe got a lot of bogus foul calls or whatever I would say. I mean, I didn't think all, like, especially that last one on Jack. That was horrendous, but like, Dele just, I think he brings something to the team that's not worth his salary, but, you know.
Again, if you look at this game tonight and Jabari Parker doesn't play, they lose.
Oh, absolutely.
They lose.
And this is exactly why we do not need to trade this cat. But the last thing I want to leave you with, as always, with my man GE on the couch, get well soon, brother. Sparky, you and Anthony, keep it up. Me and my daughter, we're going to listen to this. She wants to do a dance party to celebrate the Bucks win. So that's what we're going to do tonight.
I like that, man. Kitchen dance parties. Those are always the best. Take care. Have a good night.
Love.
All right, man. Let's get to another call here. We'll get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela after that. Where are we going?
Rick in Oakfield.
Rick in Oakfield. You're next on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. There's two things that has been very consistent with the Bucks the whole year. They can't rebound if their life depend upon it. I want to see them do more than one and done because I want to see them go to the second round, but not the way they play tonight. They won't do it. And the second thing is their free throw shooting was horrendous as well. They won this game when it shouldn't even been that close. It should have been a 10-point win. And they still got lucky because they were playing New York Knicks. Boston is now, because they got Greg Monroe, I will be Eastern Division champions this year. Not Cleveland. Boston.
Well, yeah, the way Cleveland is going right now, it very well may end up being Boston. But Cleveland, I can't imagine, is going to stand pat at the trade deadline. You got to think the Cavaliers are going to do something.
Yeah, they might, but it's still right now. It's Boston because they you win with rebounds, defense, and make your shots, make your free throws. Okay.
Well, free throws are going to be a big thing, no question. Thanks for the call. Yeah, free throws are going to be a big thing for this team. Got to get better at the free throw line going forward. Okay. I'm going to tell you why I wasn't liking myself tonight watching this Bucks game. I came in here tonight to the studio after watching first half and then midway through the third quarter and drove in to work. And I was telling Anthony and Mitch that I wasn't liking myself tonight being a Bucks fan. I really wasn't liking myself. And I'll tell you why I wasn't liking myself, because there was one part of me taking over the other part of me, and normally I'm better than that now since I started working in radio, and I'll tell you what all happened here. But first, we're going to get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela, and we'll come back after the sports flash. We'll go inside the box score. Back after this on The Fan.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
All right, time to go inside the box score here. If you are listening on the extra stream at 1057FMTheFan.com, feel free to dial us up. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer along with Anthony Mandela after the Bucks get the win 92-90 and feeling good about things tonight. Jabari Parker's return gets you a dozen points. Giannis, buddy Giannis, gets the game winner for the Bucks with about 1.5 seconds left. All right, John Hanson, 28 minutes, 2 of 5 from the floor, 4 points, 3 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block shot. Giannis, 37 minutes, 10 of 21 from the floor, 1 of 3 from 3-point range, 8 of 12 from the free throw line, 29 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, and 2 turnovers. Chris Middleton, not so great tonight offensively. 36 minutes, 3 of 11 from the floor, 0 of 3 from 3-point range, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 9 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 2 block shots, and 2 turnovers. The one thing you like about, even though Middleton didn't score the basketball, helped you out in other areas. I guess people will say the same thing about Dellavedova. Bledsoe, 21 minutes, 3 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 3 from 3-point range, fouled out with 7 points, 3 assists, 1 board, 1 steal, and 2 turnovers. Tony Snell, 35 minutes, 3 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 3 from 3-point range, 8 points, 4 boards, 2 assists for Tony Snell. Off the bench tonight, 27 minutes for the previously mentioned Matthew Dellavedova, 1 of 5 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3-point range, 1 of 1 from the line, 4 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and 3 turnovers. 17 minutes for Sterling Brown, 4 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 3 from 3-point range, 9 points, 3 boards, 1 assist, 3 steals, 1 block, and 1 turnover. Thon Maker, 17 minutes, 2 of 4 from the floor, 1 of 3 from 3-point range, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 7 points, 1 board, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and 1 turnover. Jabari Parker, 15 minutes, 4 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3, 12 points on 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 3 boards for Jabari in his game back after a year-long absence. Sean Kilpatrick got 6 minutes, 1 of 2 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3-point range, 1 of 1 from the line, 1 steal, and 3 points. Bucks shoot 43.4% tonight. For the New York Knicks, 40.4%. 3-point shooting, neither team well there. 7 of 24 from Milwaukee. The Knicks, 5 of 25. Free throw shooting, 13 of 17 for the Jeff Hornacek-led Knicks team. 19 of 26 for the Prunty-led Bucks. Rebounds, that was a joke. 56-36, Knicks over the Bucks tonight. 20 rebound difference, and you still win. In large part, I think, to turnovers. Only 11 for the Bucks, 19 for the New York Knicks. Only 2 guys in double figures, as you heard there, for the Bucks, Giannis and Jabari. For the Knicks, 4 of 5 starters in double figures. Cantor, 17 points, 18 rebounds, 2 assists, but had 6 turnovers, which obviously did not help the Knicks. Bucks win, back to 5 games over 500. They go with a 92-90 victory, thanks to a Giannis shot there at the end with 1.5 left. I'm guessing that'll be shot at the game. We'll get to that a little bit later on. All right, back to the phones we go. 414-799-1250. Anthony Mandela, who's next?
Swing up to Mike on the north side.
Hey, Sparky.
What's up, Mike?
Nothing much. Hey, it was a decent game tonight. I really like what Jabari did when he came off the bench. He looked nice, solid 12 points he put up. Nice moves. He looked strong down low. He looked real good. I was encouraged by the way he played tonight.
I think if you are Prunty or anybody else on that coaching staff, you probably had a good idea of what he was going to look like, but he looked like he was in good shape. Physically, he looked good. He looked like he was moving well. It didn't look like he was favoring his knee, like sometimes can happen when you're coming off of an injury. He looked really smooth. He really did.
Right, right. As far as Giannis, Giannis always has to. He's always going to be the superstar. He's going to always hit the game-winning shot and everything. So, Giannis is going to be Giannis. But I you know, what was up with Bledsoe? He was supposed to be impact player. He didn't do much. He didn't do much tonight. What's up with him?
Remember, he's coming off of that sore ankle deal. So he hasn't played in a couple of games. I'm not sure how healthy he truly is, but he's looks like he's going to try and gut it out and play. Got himself in some foul trouble. That hurt, too. And again, you know, if he's not healthy, you don't have much of a choice right now because you don't have a lot. Without Brogdon now for 6 to 8 weeks, Dellavedova is your starting point guard. Kilpatrick's going to be the guy off the bench along with Xavier Munford. And those are your options. And I like Xavier Munford. I'd like to see him get some more run here. So if Bledsoe's not healthy, I'd rather see what Munford can do on that second unit with Sterling Brown and Jabari Parker. That should provide a whole bunch of scoring between those three on that second unit.
Yeah, don't forget about Sterling Brown. I mean, Sterling Brown came out with energy and played.
He should be starting. He should be starting.
I agree.
He should be starting. Yep.
He should be starting.
Yeah, no question.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good weekend. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Don't forget, we're back on, and we'll be on the radio right away on Sunday. No Admirals hockey. We'll be on the radio tonight once the Admirals hockey game is done and their postgame show is done. We'll be back on the radio. But again, if you are listening on the extra stream, I beg of you, tell your friends, tell your family members that, hey, if they're not on the radio and you hear the Admirals game on, there's a chance they may be on the extra stream. Now, we're going to miss, I think, two postgame shows in general here in the month of February. We would have missed a lot more had it not been for this extra stream. So, again, I'll always look for the Twitter account. Look for the 105.7 FM The Fan tweet after games if you don't hear us on the radio and see if we tweeted out that we're on the extra stream. And if we are, just click on the link. And I don't know, the rest is pretty self-explanatory, I would think, at this point. I got a bunch of tweets coming in as well tonight. From Eric, appreciated Bucks get, Eric says, always enjoy the 105.7 Fan Bucks post-game show, hashtag loyal listener, hashtag fear the deer. Thanks, Eric, for listening. Appreciate it. JA2345 tweets at the Fan, Bucks got to get a big man ASAP, and I'm okay with not a big move. Bogut is practically free. They're getting destroyed on the glass. 100% accurate. Absolutely. 100% accurate. And that is something that you look at and they know it. And that's why they've been trying to get these different big men, similar to the Brewers knowing that they have to get a starting pitcher to go in that rotation to finish off their goal for it offseason that they've had. Let's see here. JRH3 tweets, with that jumper, he's the best player in the league next year. LeBron and Russ still have him by a fraction, but that delta is going to be gone by next season. Now they need to build a team around him, have to get a championship within the next 3 years. Yeah, Giannis's jumper is coming along. Slowly but surely, it's coming. And you can continue to see it, that it's starting to get better and better. And you have to think that he'll continue to work on it more and more and more. And they'll be okay. Allen tweets at the Fan, after Brogdon's injury, this was a needed win. I want to see what Giannis, Middleton, and Parker can do together. They have played less than 20% together in the last 2 years. Plus, we added Bledsoe. I'm still excited for the hashtag fear the deer. Yeah, you needed some type of bounce back for sure tonight. Jabari Parker, when he came into the game tonight, you have that audio, right? Courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. It was a pretty cool game, man. The entire place was standing at the BMO Harris Bradley Center tonight when they were introducing Jabari Parker into the game off of the bench. This is what it sounded like.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jabari Parker is at the scorer's table. Is Jabari jumping in too early?
Oh.
You can only come in after the free throw.
This is a moment that we have all been waiting for, but no one anticipating it more so than Jabari Parker.
See, and again, from that aspect, I have to think that you are feeling pretty good about things when you come into the game after being missed a year to that type of celebration. That has to be something where you're going to yourself, yeah, man, this is the real deal. This fan base clearly loves me, clearly on board with me. Now, what does that mean come contract time and all that other stuff? Well, that we don't know. We don't know what that's going to mean when it comes time to get to restricted free agency and so forth. We don't know if he's going to be here past next Thursday of the deadline. A lot of people been tweeting and telling me, well, look, you don't do this whole comeback video that they did and go through all this stuff if you planned on trading him. Well, of course you do. You do it because you need to sell tickets. You want to put butts in seats. You want to get as many butts in seats tonight at this basketball game as possible. Yeah, you do all of this regardless if you trade them or not. The marketing department isn't, well, I don't think, I'm 99% sure that the marketing department is not involved in player acquisitions. So their deal is to promote the product as best as they can, to hype up the different players on given nights or whatever, and get people motivated to buy tickets. That's what their job is. They don't know if they're going to trade Jabari or not. They have no idea. So just because they're rolling out this big video and doing everything to hype Jabari, don't read into that and go, well, they can't be trading him. Maybe they don't trade him. I hope they don't. I want to keep Jabari Parker with Middleton and Giannis and Bledsoe for the rest of this year and see what happens. Now I got to tell you what I was talking about earlier before the sports flash. Yeah, I'm kind of tearing up a little bit. So before I got into radio years ago, because I'm so damn old.
Was I even born yet when you started?
How old are you?
Going to be 25 in a little over a month.
Oh, yeah, you were born.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got into radio. My first year in radio was 1994.
Okay, cool. I was one.
You were one.
Yeah.
So, see, barely. Barely got in just prior to you being born. And before I got into radio, you're a fan, right? And you don't think about other things. You just think about rooting for your team and everything else. And I've talked about this before. Once you get into radio and you've done it for a little while, I think it changes you a little bit because you learn about the inside goings on of different teams or people that you meet and connections that you have. And you literally, you know, live it day to day, even more so than maybe you did as just a typical fan. You're just consumed by it in all aspects. It's your job. It's what you do. So sometimes most of the time you end up getting changed. Gary Ellerson has talked about how he never understood the fan side of things, never got it. And since he's been working in the media, now he understands kind of all sides of it a little bit better. And Leroy, I think, is probably in the same boat. Now, there are those guys and girls out there that don't lose that fandom and still have it, see Tim Allen for the Brewers, and can kind of still keep that same thing going forward. Tonight was a situation where I kind of reverted back to not acting like a radio guy and acting like a fan. I found myself watching Jabari Parker come back, and I found myself thinking to myself, just pay him whatever it takes. I really don't care. Just pay the man. Let's keep the man, and let's just see what happens. Look at how good he is. Why wouldn't you pay him? Just pay him. Pay him whatever he wants. I don't even care what it is. If it's a max deal, give him a max deal. I don't care. Just keep him and Giannis together and let's see what happens. But 5 minutes later, I'm like, what the hell are you thinking? He's got two torn ACLs. What are you talking about? And that's going to be very difficult for me. I'm telling you right now, man, it's going to be difficult. Because this, when he's healthy, he's good. He's good. Hasn't played a full year, but he can score at a high rate, Jabari Parker, when he's right. And he looks pretty right to me. And I'm sitting here, I was literally sitting on my couch watching it. And had my little boy Jackson there right next to me watching Mickey Mouse Roadster Racers on his phone or whatever. My girl, she's reading a book on the other couch. And I'm watching the Bucks game, and I'm finding myself going, just pay him. I don't even care how much you pay him. Just pay him. I don't want him to leave Milwaukee. Pay him whatever you got to pay him, and hopefully he doesn't get hurt again, and we don't live to regret this. And then radio guy comes in and says, no, idiot. No. You can't risk a max contract in a guy with two bad knees or with two torn ACLs. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to lose him. Fan in me says, I'm not going to handle well seeing him in a Bulls uniform. I'm definitely not going to handle.
That would be brutal.
Right. I'm not going to.
I didn't even consider that.
Well, it's a possibility.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to handle well him in a Sixers uniform with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. That's not going to go over well with me if we're getting beat in the playoffs by Philly and he's winning and we're done. Okay. I'm not going to deal well with that. Now, if he's in the West, okay. That'll be a little bit easier to deal with. You only got to see him unless you make the finals. Did you have a chance to read the Players Tribune today? Did you have a chance to look at it? This is the thing. If you read that Players Tribune piece that Jabari Parker penned, and it got posted today, talking about him coming back, playing tonight, talking about the fact that during his rehab time or whatever else, Jabari's really into cars and old cars, really. That's Jabari's deal, and that's been documented very, very well over the course of time. And so that came up again. But he said that he would get into his car after his rehab or whatever else, and he would just drive around. And apparently he lives over in the area of Bayview, somewhere in that area. And he talks about driving down Kinnickinnick and the stoplights and how they're spaced out. And just he got into real detail of that whole deal. And then he talked about merging on a 794 to get on a 94. And he would drive a half hour and then just randomly just turn off somewhere and just see kind of where he ended up. Or he'd drive for an hour and just randomly get off somewhere and just drive and have his thoughts to himself, just him in the car, whatever. And you're just, as I just continue to read this and continue to go down, then Jason Kidd gets fired. Then this guy that he put his blood, sweat, and tears in with, rehabbing day in, day out, he gets canned as well, and he's out with Kidd. So now his guy that he's going through this whole process with isn't going to be there for him or with him when this whole thing ends up coming to fruition that they put all these months into. Now he's not there, and now he's got to deal with that. It's a very well-done piece, as you would expect from Jabari Parker, who's a pretty smart dude. And, yeah, it's well done. If you haven't read it, I would say give it a read because I think it's a pretty cool piece for sure. And I'm seeing people now liking the retweet because we have retweeted that thing, I think, multiple times throughout the day, the Jabari Parker piece. All right, where are we going to next?
Troy in Green Bay, you're on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
What's up, Troy?
Hey. What's up, fellas? Hey, I got a couple thoughts on Jabari. Big night, obviously. You know, there's a handful of guys that when you see them and you watch them play, you just know that they're bucket getters. You know, they just have an offensive skill set that is, you know, it's unique. I mean, Jabari is one of those guys. I mean, when he got on the floor tonight, it was almost like an instinctive ability to score. You know, I mean, it don't matter. You know, he's going to be a guy that he may lose some athleticism over the course of time, but he's always going to be able to score. He reminds me a lot of a guy named Ricky Pierce, who we used to have back in the day when I was coming up watching the Bucks in the 80s, who, you know, he wasn't a great athlete by any means, but he was just a guy that he just was an instinctive scorer. He could just score. And the league has guys like that. There'll always be room for guys like that. The Bucks they've been thirsty for a guy like that. And so for people that are just like, writing off Jabari, I mean, he showed you tonight in 15 minutes a glimpse, just a small glimpse of what he can do when he's right. Hopefully he will be right. He'll only get better from here. But I also wanted to just say that, you know, Jabari, the bright side or the important, one of the important things that's come from Jabari being out so much is that he's shown himself as a good person. If you, I mean, he in the community, the things he's done, the time he's spent, the determination to be a better, to make the community better, giving of his time. I mean, I feel like Jabari Parker is a person that the Bucks need to build around, regardless of the issue with his knees, because he's a great person and he's going to represent the city. He wants to be here. He loves the city, as you've talked about before. I mean, you know, we don't normally get to see that much of the players. You know what I mean? The Bucks have had players that we don't know anything about them. But because Jabari's been out so much, he's had that time to kind of ingrain himself into the community, working with kids, working with youth, a bucket getter, more importantly. And so for those reasons, I hope he's here for a long time.
Right. Do you agree they don't win this game without him tonight?
I mean, no, they do not win this game without him tonight. And that's really, again, there's been so many games where you just felt like, oh, man, if they just had that one other person or a person that could come in and just be aggressive and create. I mean, he's only going to get better from here. The players around him are going to feed off of it. You could see tonight, you know, he was creating open looks. There was opportunities for people to just cut because he's going to draw attention. He works the baseline better than anybody they have right now. When he gets in the pop-up zone, I mean, he can finish. He's a good free throw shooter. I mean, he's going to create things for Giannis, who has not had that wingman for the last year and a half. I mean, frankly, the last time Jabari and Giannis played together, this wasn't the current Giannis. So
that's right.
I mean, just imagine what we're going to see now when Giannis has fully fleshed out his Superman status, and now he gets his wingman back. I just think, you know, I hate to say it because it was only 15 minutes, but dang, I mean.
Dang is right. No, I agree with you. That's what I was thinking when I was watching it. Troy, I'm with you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're back on the radio now, outside of just being on the extra stream, back on the air at AM 1250 and 105.7 FM. The Fancy Sparky Fiverr with you. I'm with Anthony Mandela, the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show, presented to you by Palermo's Frozen King Cheese Pizza. The Bucks get the win tonight, in case you didn't know, 92-90. Hey, why don't we play what happened at the end of this one? This game was tied up in 90 seconds running down, and this is how this game, it didn't end this way, but pretty close at the Bradley Center.
No time on the clock.
Again.
He's got a chance to.
6 seconds. Yes. 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 With 1.9.
And that was it. Bucks end up winning 92-90. They set a screen for Giannis at the top. Henson picked Porzingis. That left Cancer on Giannis, and Giannis just blew by him. And the Bucks win 92-90 here today. And talking about Jabari Parker, only two guys in double figures. Bucks get out-rebounded by 20, but still get the win. Let's get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela. We'll come back. We'll take your calls, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. If you were at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, want to hear from you tonight. Tell me what it was like when Jabari Parker got back into that game. And then what was it like at the end when Giannis pretty much hit that game winner? We'll discuss it all straight ahead.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Let's get tonight's Dave and Buster's Shot of the Game. Dave and Buster's Wauwatosa, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the victory tonight over the New York Knicks, 92-90. And Jabari Parker coming back gets a dozen points in 15 minutes of action off the bench on 4 of 7, shooting 4 of 6 at the free throw line. But the star of the night, the game-winning shot, well, there was like 1.5 seconds left after he hit this shot, but we'll call it the game winner. It was tied at 90 at the BMO Harris Bradley Center tonight between the Bucks and Knicks, and this happened on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
No time on the clock.
Yeah, he's doing it again.
He's got a chance to.
6 seconds. Yes. 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 With 1.9.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Paschke, Marcus Johnson on the call there as the Bucks get the win 92 to 90. Giannis, 29 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, and 2 turnovers. Giannis, 10 of 21 from the field, 1 of 3 from a 3-point range, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Bucks back to a season high, 5 games over 500, 18-9 at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Up next for the Bucks, an 11 a.m. tip-off against the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn on Sunday morning. And then we'll be back on the radio Sunday afternoon once that game is over with the Milwaukee Bucks. Pick and Save postgame show presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. And looking forward to that for sure. I got a bunch of tweets coming in. If you want to jump aboard here tonight, feel free. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, if you want to jump aboard. Jazz tweets at The Fan. Great to see the Bucks be able to pull out the win when a majority of the team didn't play that well. Jabari looked good. I can't wait to see what he looks like by April. Me too. I'm also anxious to see how he looks by April. Now, remember when Middleton came back last year, Middleton pretty much was trash by the time they got to the playoffs because I think his legs were shot and he was just dog tired. And it really affected him in the postseason from a conditioning standpoint with his legs and stuff and as far as his shot. You hope that if that gets to that point with Jabari, that these other guys are able to step up and help him through that first round. Just if Bledsoe is healthy, and I don't know how healthy he really is, but if Bledsoe is healthy, Jabari is healthy, Middleton is healthy, and Giannis is healthy, they have enough firepower to do some pretty good damage against anybody they play on a given night. Again, you had two guys in double figures tonight, and you still won the basketball game against the New York Knicks. Giannis and Jabari. Middleton didn't play well. Bledsoe didn't play well. Brogdon's out 6 to 8 weeks, and you still won. Allen tweets at The Fan, after Brogdon's injury, this was a needed win. I wanted to see what Giannis, Middleton, and Parker can do together. They played less than 20% together in the last 2 years. Plus, we added Bledsoe. I'm still excited for Fear the Deer. And I think everybody should be excited for Fear the Deer at this point going forward. Now it's just a matter of getting some consistency, getting everybody on the same page, figuring out where Jabari Parker is going to play with this basketball team going forward. You know, is his role going to be coming off the bench the rest of the season? Is his role going to be more of a sixth man role for this Bucks team? And then the other thing you have to figure out here in the next 2 months is, you know, who's going to replace that scoring that you lost from Malcolm Brogdon? I vote Sterling Brown and Jabari Parker to be those two guys that should be able to pick up that scoring and then some, especially if you continue to give Sterling Brown minutes. I really like him. I just do. I think he's a good ball player, and I think he's going to continue to help this team. And I know everybody wants to give up on DJ Wilson. I'm not ready to give up on DJ Wilson. But Sterling Brown looks like he's going to be a solid contributor for this team for the next couple of years at the very least. All right, where are we going next, Mr. Ella?
Big Marco checking in back-to-back nights down in Nashville.
And all I can say is this, that, you know, it was good to see Jabari back, you know, for the limited minutes that he got. But, you know, we really lucked out. I mean, Giannis, I don't know if he took like a cortisone shot or something like that and played. But, you know, that was good to see him on the floor. And I'm glad to see, dude, that it wasn't like a knee injury or something like that. What happened with Amon Green, you know, to Brogdon.
Yeah, and it's a similar injury. I don't think it's as bad as Green. Green had to have surgery, I think. And Brogdon looks like he's going to avoid surgery if it's a 6 to 8 week injury.
Sparky, do you think that we're still going to go after a shooting guard at the trade deadline?
I think the focus is a big man. I think that's where the focus is.
I just see when I look online and everything, the Milwaukee Bucks are all over the place. Hassan.
Tyreek Evans. Yep.
Jordan.
Yep.
Tyreek. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, that they could probably use another shooter.
Well, they could always use another shooter. Every team outside of Golden State can always use another shooter. Everybody's looking for guys that can hit that outside shot and help to spread the floor. Thanks for the call. I'll give you something else where if you look at this right now, if you look at their starting lineup, it's Giannis and Milton, then Parker. Because DJ Wilson hasn't worked out all that well, they could really use somebody to replace Teletovich as a stretch four. That's a position – besides that center position that they need help at, they could use another stretch for. And you're going to say, well, Jabari Parker is that guy. True, but I would like another one. I would like another one. I'd like to be able to play scenarios where Jabari's actually the three on the floor and I can have a stretch four next to him with whoever the other center is on the floor. I'd like it to be where, you know, maybe Henson, if he's going to start, and then on that second unit, say it's Bogut or whoever on that second unit, they're on the floor, and then your stretch four is next to him. Jabari's at your three, Sterling Brown, and then whoever your point guard is going to be on that second unit, depending on who it is. That's probably going to be Dellavedova on most nights. Because then you'd have Brown, Parker, and then whoever that stretch four is to be your scorers. Your other center is your junk guy around the rim to put stuff back in, maybe a little bit of a low post game if you can find somebody that can do that. I like that. That's not bad. The other thing you're going to really be able to do here, and we knew this, providing they can all stay healthy, is you're always going to have, there's no reason why you shouldn't, you should always have two scorers on the floor at all times, even when your second unit is playing. So two of these four should be on the floor at all times. Bledsoe, Giannis, Middleton, and Parker. Two of those should be on the floor at all times. And if two of those are on the floor at all times, you should never have a problem scoring with any of the units on the floor. Just shouldn't. There should not be long runs against your basketball team if two of those four are on the floor at all times. And in the past, you know, Giannis would come off the floor, Middleton would come off the floor, and because Jabari's hurt, you're stuck, especially if Bledsoe is dealing with health issues or whatever the case may be, you're really in a lot of trouble. And now all of a sudden, you should have enough offense to consistently be right there. And offense hasn't been a huge issue for this team anyhow this year. They've scored the basketball pretty well, but four guys that can get you 20 on a given night is a pretty nice thing to have. Bucks win 92-90. Let's get the defensive play of the game tonight, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113, Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Bucks get the win 92-90. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Anthony Mandela. Let's hear what Anthony Mandela picked for the defensive play of the game.
Hardaway Jr. Middleton with a shot challenge. That was great. Forced a hard lay-in, and now on this end, a foul call as Giannis takes it in.
That was a great play from Middleton. That was a trail play, and he smacked it from behind. Get the block shot, get the transition basket going back the other way. Nicely done there by Chris Middleton. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back on the other side. Still waiting to hear from Joe Prunty after this one, after he talked. We'll also go inside the Bucks locker room. Gary Wolfel may or may not join us. He is real busy with the deadline at the Racine Journal Times on Racine, so that may or may not happen tonight. We'll know that as we get closer to 11 o'clock. Mayor Mitch is in studio, has his headphones on. I'm assuming that means he wants to talk, so we'll see what he has to say coming up next here on The Fan.
Hey guys, this is Jan Zadokoub of the Milwaukee Bucks, and you're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks post-game show here on The Fan.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game. Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in six junior college sports. Learn more at bcsbobcats.com.
All right, Bucks get the win tonight, 92-90, and Jabari Parker's return. 12 points, 3 boards for Jabari Parker in 15 minutes, 4 of 7 from the floor, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Giannis gets the big game winner, driving by Enes Kanter for the layup with just under 2 seconds to go in the game tonight to break a 90-90 tie. He ended up with 29 points and 11 rebounds. X factor of the game, I'm going to say, is Jabari Parker. We've talked about it throughout the postgame show on the extra stream. And then since we've been back on the actual radio itself here on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, since the Admirals game ended. Admirals, they lost. Is that what happened, Mayor Mitch? They lost?
They did.
They lost.
4-1, they've lost 5 straight now.
So. Fourth goal's in an empty netter, though, right? I saw that on Twitter.
Correct, yep.
So the Bucks get the win 92-90. X factor of the game, I'm going to say, is Jabari Parker. They only had 2 guys in double figures to begin with tonight. And I think without Jabari Parker, considering Middleton was 3 of 11, Bledsoe played 21 minutes and fouled out, was only 3 of 8 with 7 points. I just don't see how they win this basketball game without Jabari Parker's play. And if Jabari Parker was able to play more, they might have been able to win more decidedly. And Sterling Brown needs to play more, folks. I don't know how much more I can say this. They need to figure this out one way or the other. And I get down Tony Snell. This is nothing against Tony Snell. But Sterling Brown can kind of do everything for you, it appears. He can take the outside shot. He can get to the rim. He plays defense. He gets steals from time to time. Now, he talks, his mouth runs a little too much for me. But other than that, I get down Sterling Brown. I like him. And there is a Twitter account. What is it called? All Bucks. Is that the name of that Twitter account with that dude?
All the Bucks.
Is that the name? All the Bucks.
All the Bucks, yep.
He tweeted out, and he's a great follow by the guy, by the way. Great, great follow. He tweeted out a video when Hardaway Jr. was at the free throw line late in that game. Giannis apparently was running his mouth to Hardaway Jr. And then after he missed the first one, continued to run his mouth. And you could see, you could read Giannis's lips. One more, baby. One more. Yelling it at Hardaway. And again, in the I did not see that one coming category, did not see Giannis running his mouth at any point. Now, where does that come from? Who did he learn that from? I have no idea. And I don't really care. It doesn't really matter. He's at a high enough level that, dude, if you want to do it, go right ahead. I immediately want to point to KG and go, that's Garnett crap. That's what I think it is. Now, I'm not going to give all the blame on Garnett on this one, but that's where I tend to think this all comes from is KG. Am I wrong, Mayor Mitch? I'm thinking that this may have all come from KG.
That was my first thought right away.
KG.
Had to be KG.
KG.
Now, I don't know if he'll be around anymore.
Well, if he's under contract, which I imagine he is, then he's got to fulfill whatever it is for the rest of the year as far as a consulting role.
But that's got to be part of the warrior mentality, quote-unquote warrior mentality.
You know, whatever it is. I mean, it doesn't even matter to me. Now, the other thing that's going to come out of this is you know, will a Thon seek out Kevin Garnett in the offseason to go work out with him or a Giannis or any of these other guys on their own to go meet him wherever he may be to work out with him in the offseason, or will this be the last they see of Kevin Garnett, Bucks players versus Garnett? You know they got his number and everything else by this point. So if anybody wants to reach out to that dude and work out with him or whatever in the offseason, obviously they can feel free to do so at that point. Tom tweets at the fan, it started as soon as he stepped to the line, that being Hardaway. Giannis walked up behind him and was barking the whole time. Loved it. That's Tom tweeting at the fan. I think that's just... I don't know if I'd say acquired taste or whatever, but I think there's definitely a either you love it or you hate it type deal with guys that are trash talking one way or the other, right? I don't think there's a, man, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. Matt brings up an interesting point on Twitter. He says, hey, Sparky, why does Giannis always leave the court immediately after the game ends? Most players stick around and at least shake hands and give the bro hug, but Giannis doesn't. Can you shed some light on that for me? Nope. I got nothing. I'll ask around and see if I can find anything out. Mitch, you ever hear of anything about this? You're down at the Bradley Center a whole bunch.
He's not. That's not the first time he's done that.
No, that's what he's saying.
I mean, I don't know. I think part of it is the fact that he's not necessarily a social guy on the basketball court. And you've seen it even with his own teammates.
Correct.
He's very much focused on the game. He's kind of Kobe and MJ-like in that regard, where he's just there to play basketball and, you know, the other stuff is secondary at that time.
Yeah,
I think when he gets off the court, he's much different.
Yeah, I agree with you on that completely. And, you know, the other thing, too, about this whole deal is this Giannis-Jabari Parker relationship and how that has worked its way through all of these injuries with Jabari Parker, through Jason Kidd being the head coach and whatever was going on there, to where it is now. I think they're good. That's what I think. I don't see any reason to think that there's anything wrong between the two of them. I think they're good. I think a majority of this locker room is pretty good. There might be some underlying stuff going on that isn't talked about, but I think it's okay for the time being. Now, this all could change in the next year or two going forward. We'll just have to wait and see. But Jabari Parker plays well, and if he stays on this basketball team, they're going to win basketball games. Plain and simple, Mitch. They're going to win because he's going to be able to score the basketball and help this team on nights like tonight when they didn't have anything, and he only played 15 minutes. When he gets back to playing 30 minutes a night, he's going to go back to throwing them 20 a night, and this team is going to be tough to try and slow down on the offensive side of the floor.
Yeah, he's going to be scary, I think, when he gets couple of games underneath him. You know, he wasn't shy at all tonight.
Well, he hit that first shot, and I was like, oh. Everybody went crazy. The bench, you could see the guys on the bench all pop up. Giannis fist pumping. Like,
right.
All right. I got
that
him back.
That was good to see.
Here we go. And then the next time he hits the ball, he goes
Is that when he tried to dunk on the guy, right?
He goes up to dunk, and the ball just slams into the side of the rim. Like, whoops. Didn't have enough legs on that one. He looked good. He just did. He played well. He had that strip of Cantor along the baseline. Ball went out of bounds. He knocked it off Cantor under the hoop. So he did some nice things defensively. They put him in a situation that I thought was a no-win situation, having to defend Porzingis when Giannis was playing the five tonight. Then you put Giannis in a position to having to deal with Cantor. Both of those situations I don't like seeing. And I said it on the extra stream when we started the post-game show, and I'll reiterate it now that we're on the radio for those of you that may not have heard us. I don't care if you want to play Giannis at center for stretches during a game. But I do not want to see this be the starting lineup going forward, and this is where Giannis is going to play for the remainder of the season because you don't have a big that you trust down there. You're going to beat the living tar out of him unnecessarily just having to try and defend these guys. Because I'll tell you right now, if I'm a coach on another basketball team and I've got a center like a Cantor or a Gasol or whoever, and Giannis is guarding him, oh, yeah. We're coming down, and I'm dropping it down, and I want you to throw elbows, put your butt into him.
Left block, go to work.
Beat the tar out of him every single time down the floor till they take him off of you. That's what I'm going to do if I'm a coach. Now, again, who knows what the coaches in this league are going to do, but I'm telling you right now, if you think you're going to get away playing Giannis on my center for long stretches of time without me taking advantage of it, you're crazy. Giannis is much stronger than he was, for sure. Old Giannis was like Thon. And it never would have been considered. So he's much stronger, and he can hold his own much better. But still, the arms, the elbows, and everything else that goes along with it, I have no interest in seeing him down there for long periods of time. Short stretches during a game, change of pace, whatever, give somebody a quick breather, okay.
Their own version of the death lineup with Giannis at the five, Jabari at the four, who's down to 230.
Right.
I think he looks slim.
He's at like 242 or something like that, just over 240, somewhere in that area.
He looks slim. He looks trimmed down, but I think that, you know, with today's NBA, he'll be fine, I think, at the four spot. He's probably more of a natural three.
Right.
But I think he's okay as the four. I would prefer to see Giannis more of a post defender over Jabari.
Absolutely.
Jabari actually was doing decent staying in front of guys tonight, too.
Jabari's got a lower base to him. He's got some junk in the trunk. That can help him kind of defend a little bit better on the base against guys that are maybe a little bit stronger. He can set his legs, throw his butt out, and it's harder to move Jabari, I think, than Giannis. I mean, who was it? Let me think. Who was it last night? They came down and just... Oh, it was Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
He came down and just... he literally took the ball early in the game and just went, doink, 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 and Giannis went, oh, no! And that was it. And Todd just laid it off. I was like, holy crap. That is not what I want to see the rest of the game. And he couldn't stop Taj Gibson. He was just like, yeah, he's stronger than me, coach. I don't know what I'm going to do in this situation.
I mean, I've completely forgot about last night's game already. So,
but you remember what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
First time Taj Gibson got the ball, he just took it. Giannis was on his back hip, and he said, stop me. Boink, 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 boink. And Giannis was just melting away. It was all done. It was all done. But again, it doesn't really matter. At that point, because that was the least of anybody's concerns in last night's game. News comes out today, obviously Malcolm Brogdon out 6 to 8 weeks, which is not good news for the Milwaukee Bucks. And they have the trade deadline in less than a week. It's Thursday. So they have to make
already,
up their mind.
Before the All-Star break this
right,
year.
Correct. So now you have to make up your mind what you're going
right.
to do. Obviously, they know they want a center. I want like a stretch power forward because A.J. Wilson is not working. Somebody to replace Teletovic. And I think then if you get those two pieces...
Mirotić would have been great.
Well, he's playing well early in the season. He was actually shooting the ball well early in the season. Remember? He was getting like
a dozen
a night.
I remember very well.
He was getting like a dozen a night. I'm like, hey, if he can do this all year, this is worth the money if he can do this. But then, you know, the blood clots and everything else, and that's the end of it. Okay, let's get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela. But first, let's see who the leading rebounder is tonight.
You're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Now it's time to pick the ruler of the backboard. Brought to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, loaded with a half pound of Wisconsin cheese. It truly is the ruler of pizza.
All right, well, every other night it's Giannis, so why would it be different tonight? 11 rebounds tonight for Giannis to go along with his 29 points and game winner in a 92-90 win. Bucks over the Knicks. Half a pound of cheese on the King Frozen Cheese Pizza from Palermo's. I've yet to meet anybody that loves cheese that doesn't like that pizza.
You want to know a fun fact about the Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza for me? I have a pizza oven. Mm-hmm. And it seems to blow out a breaker every time I try to. It's got so much cheese on it that it seems to, yeah.
Really?
It like ruins my pizza oven. And then I swear, I don't know what it is. Anything else, it works just fine.
Don't you have a normal oven?
We do. I do. But yes.
So did you decide that after the first time?
I love maybe that pizza oven so much, though. It's so fast.
So wait a second here.
They are nice.
I don't know what it is, but all of a sudden, yeah, they're fantastic. But all of a sudden, like it gets like halfway through and then it like dies.
Hold on a second.
So much cheese.
Hold on. How old are you?
28. Why?
Okay. Just hold on. Just want to make sure you weren't 16. Okay. How many times have you done this?
Like twice.
And you still, for the third time, you're going to go put it back in there, or are you put
not
it in
anymore.
The regular oven?
I think we're going to try the regular oven.
We're going to try the regular oven.
We'll do it
start
to finish.
I think that's reasonable.
I think you should try the regular oven.
That's
I don't
fair,
think it's going to hurt the
not
regular oven.
Not all of us are
oven.
Rich like you can have
you
a brick
have
oven.
You have a regular oven! You mean being rich? I just asked you. And you would have said, Spark, dude, I'm so broke, I don't even have a stove. Then I'd be like, well, you're kind of screwed then. I don't know what I can tell you. But you have a stove with an oven.
Just I barely have an oven.
Use what?
It sucks.
Anthony's a college kid, so he's...
It is a college oven in a college apartment if you ever found it. It runs like 100 degrees off from what the dial says.
Ooh,
it's
so you're
rough.
In an old
and they,
apartment.
And they fixed it twice since we moved in in June.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
92-90, Bucks over the Knicks. He's Anthony Mandela, Mayor Mitch Ross, Steve Sparky Fiverr. We'll hear from the Bucks head coach Joe Prunty up next.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's hear from the Bucks head coach. It's time for the Coach's Corner. Sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, 92-90, Bucks over the New York Knicks. Giannis with a game winner. Jabari Parker returns with 12 points and 3 rebounds in 15 minutes. Bucks head coach Joe Prunty talks after the Bucks get back to 5 games over 500, now 28-23.
Joe, wasn't always the prettiest game out there, but you know, what can you say about the way your guys kept battling? We were able to pull it out tonight.
About the one thing, you know, in terms of that's, I understand the term pretty, but seeing 40.4% from the field, 20% from the three-point line, that's really good. So, you know, I understand what you're saying. You know, at times the game got sloppy. You know, they had 20 turnovers, which obviously, you know, good effort again defensively by us. And then two big stops. So I completely understand. At times that game was a little ragtag, some open shots that were missed by both teams. But I really liked what we did defensively.
Can you take us through the end of that game? You guys get the stop, no timeout, and Giannis just comes down and is able to attack there. Was that the call there and the thought process?
Yeah, we had a plan in place. You know, if they scored or didn't score, obviously we got a stop. Again, talking about, you know, a couple of big stops down the stretch. You know, unfortunately we had a turnover, you know, and got to get shots at the end of the game. But anyways, we had a plan how we wanted to execute in terms of spreading the floor and running a pick and roll. And simply put, that's what happened. And Giannis made a great play at the rim.
Joe, after all the time being out, how did you think Jabari looked out there?
I thought he had a very good debut. You know, I thought there were a lot of positive things that he did out on the floor. You know, one of the things that we talked about a lot, there's certain things that he does naturally, right? Like he can score the ball. We know he can make plays for himself and for other people. But I thought defensively he was solid, you know, was in the right spots. And again, there's a rhythm and a timing to the game every time you step out there. And it's difficult when you've been off for a while. And I thought he did a really nice job of fitting in and helping the team win the game.
Joe, it doesn't appear to be lack of effort in the paint, but the numbers are pretty lopsided again tonight. What can you guys do to combat what's happening to you on the glass and in the paint?
Yeah, we have to rebound the ball better. And now, that having been said, when you hold a team to 40% shooting, there's going to be a few more offensive rebounds or at least opportunities. But as a team, you know, that is something we have to address and we've talked about, but how we go get those rebounds, because you got to hit guys early. And, you know, look, this give them Porzingis is long. He's athletic. He goes to the boards all the time. Cantor, big, strong, you know, and you can, you know, there's a group of guys on their team that you got to keep off the boards. But again, to your point, you can't give both. So like last night against Minnesota, they hit threes at a pretty high clip and they got in the paint. Okay. So in these last few games here, besides that one, teams have scored in the paint, but we've defended the three well.
How would you assess Dele's contributions tonight, obviously with Malcolm out and Bledsoe dealing with foul trouble? He had to pick up a lot of the load, especially at the point guard position.
Outstanding. He was great in a lot of ways, you know, just in terms of, you know, running the team, doing all the little things that he does. You know, I don't know what he ended up shooting from the field, but I know he hit that one big three, and obviously it was one, but you know, I thought his looks were good. They were the right shots, the right plays. Defensively, he did a few things off the ball on the weak side that, again, aren't going to show up in a stat sheet, but I thought he was very, very good tonight.
Kind of a long night for Bledsoe, just 20 minutes, falls out there. Did you think he was 100% healthy? I know he'd had some lingering issues with that. How did you feel about his health and also his performance?
Well, I think the one thing that hurt him, you know, the foul trouble, right? And we were trying to manage that as best we could. What's difficult is Dele's been out there. Okay, you don't want Dele to get too tired, and so you're trying to balance, okay, when can we bring him back with the five fouls? And, you know, maybe earlier, maybe when he got the fourth, maybe we get him out. But he's got to get, you know, you want to get him in a rhythm and a flow as well, because he has missed some games. So, you know, that's, it's just normal for everybody to have to find that. And overall, he was good. Again, I think the foul trouble may have hampered that a little bit.
Joe, what's the plan for Jabari kind of moving forward here?
Yeah, I mean, again, we've got a plan in place, and we'll keep talking and evaluating him day by day. We know where we want to stay within this stage of it. But, you know, right now, it's a good debut. We're happy with what he did. You know, we'll keep talking and see how he progresses, and, you know, we'll change things as need be.
There he is, Coach Joe Prunty, after the Bucks get the win over the New York Knicks tonight, 92 to 90. Still have to go inside the Bucks locker room and see what everybody is saying after the game tonight. Obviously, everybody wants to hear from Jabari Parker, anxious to hear what Jabari Parker had to say today. Also, Giannis. I wonder if anybody brought up to Giannis the whole trash talking thing, if anybody picked up on that. That was at the game, him running his mouth to Tim Hardaway Jr. Just fascinating. It really is. It's a fascinating deal. And we'll see what everybody has to say. We'll go inside the Bucks locker room coming up next here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick It Safe postgame show, presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. A half a pound of cheese on that cheese pizza. And for Mayor Mitch, it keeps breaking his pizza oven.
That's crazy.
Just use your regular oven, dude.
That's fair.
What?
Two attempts. The first time, you don't know if it's just a fluke.
Right.
Second time, okay, yeah,
I thought
not doing this anymore.
I thought he just kept doing it like five or six times and
said
to heck with
it. Baby Tausch would do.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah. Back after this on The Fan.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show, presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, the ruler of taste. We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Bucks get the win tonight over the New York Knicks. Just was texting with Gary Wolfel. He is swamped at the Journal, Racine Journal Times. So no Gary Wolfel tonight, but that is all right because we are. Got a bunch of sound from the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Cody was down there from the Chuck and Winkler morning show, grabbing us a bunch of different players' sound. So let's see. Giannis hit the game winner. Why don't we play that first? If you missed the big shot by Giannis, and he hit it with about a second and a half left, and really what happened was Henson came up to set a pick, screen, whatever you want to call it, picked Porzingis off of Giannis. They switched. Cantor ended up on Giannis. Giannis just blew by him and laid it in. This is what it sounded like on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
No time on the clock. He's doing it again.
He's got a chance to.
6 seconds. Yes. 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 With 1.9.
I love the first yes before it went in. That Paschke, because you could see it. You could see he got by him, and I think that's what Paschke said, yes, initially, like, okay, he beat him, and then he just, boop, right there. It was, once he got by him and stretched out that long arm of his, it was curtains for Enes Kanter, who also had a huge night tonight for the New York Knicks as well. Kanter had 17 points, 18 boards, but six turnovers that helped the Bucks get the victory tonight. Jabari Parker returned with 12-3. We have Giannis, you said, right, Anthony Mandela? Let's go to Giannis first and hear what he had to say.
That was a great feeling. Everybody was really excited about JP coming back tonight. Most important, I think he just playing, he was just having fun, and it's just great seeing him out there and just competing with us again.
You see him go up for that dunk on the baseline. Was that just you guys thinking, oh, man, that's all Jabari?
No, he's been doing that in practices a couple of days, and you know, when you see JP going up for a dunk like that, you just think he's back. You know, that's what he does, and he's even got up even higher this time. You know, whenever he comes back, he comes back more athletic, stronger, and better. So can't wait to play with him.
Is it kind of amazing to you guys at this point that he's come back twice and both times he's looked pretty much the same, if not better?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. That's our medical staff. I think they're doing a great job, you know, protecting the players and, you know, keeping him healthy, working with him all summer, paying attention to details, and just getting him back stronger and better.
Can you take me through that final sequence, getting the stop on defense and then coming down on offense? What do you see with Cantor down low there?
The last play, we were just trying to get a stop. The ball went to Cantor. We were able to, almost double teaming, almost box him out, get the rebound. Coach Printy wanted me to have the ball and run the pick and roll with John so they can switch, so I can go against Cantor. That's what we did. I think John did a great job, you know, just being patient and setting the screen, because at first I did not switch. He came back, then the switch, and I was able to find a land and do what I did.
This year, in the final couple of minutes, you've been giving the ball a lot more. It's been pretty much your show to run. What does that mean to you, that both Coach Prunty and Coach Kidd have leaned on you in that situation?
It's big. It's big. That means trust. You got to work for that. It's not given. And you got to show your coach that in plays like that, you're going to do the right play. That's not always a shot. It can be a pass. You know, it's just creating. The few couple of times that I had the ball in my hands late, I think I did the right play. You know, it's not always a bucket, as I said. It might be a pass.
I think Giannis, for the majority of the time, has done the right play, and that shows the maturity and his smarts and learning the game of basketball throughout his career over the last few years. I would tend to agree with Giannis on that. Jabari Parker, he also talked after the game tonight with his dozen points, 15 minutes of action for Jabari Parker tonight. Again, in a victory for the Bucks, 4 of 7 shooting for Jabari, 4 of 6 from the line, 3 rebounds. For him, no turnovers in 15 minutes. This is what Jabari Parker had to say about his return to the Bucks.
Honestly, like, training myself to think about it, just getting better. Like, it's not going to take just one game, a few games, just a whole process. So that game didn't really stick out as much as people perceive it to be.
For you to come out and hit your first shot and get the butterflies out a little bit?
Yeah, I'm glad I made it.
I didn't feel like this tonight, man.
Man, I'm grateful for that pass you threw.
Huh?
Thankful for that pass.
Oh, no problem. I got
It's on the dime. Thank you, brother.
Did you feel productive, though? Did you feel like you accomplished what you wanted to?
Yeah. Yeah, win.
No, sure.
Looked like you were a little overexcited when you first got called on the floor. You jumped a little quickly there.
Where?
When you were first trying to check in, it seemed like you were a little quick. Were you, yeah. What were the emotions like for you just in general tonight?
I was just trying to stay composed, you know, not trying to get carried away. And honestly, like, pretty much distracted because, like, I heard the crowd, but I had to calm down and kind of teach myself, like, you know, we still got to play. We still got to, you know, show the people where I've been working so hard.
You go baseline there and you try to throw that dunk down. Did that feel just kind of like normal for you? Like no second guessing, anything like that?
Yeah. If anything, I like the statement that it had just to try to, like, go as hard as I can.
How'd you feel defensively? And defensively, much more reactive kind of situation?
Defense was a part of the game, overall game. It's pretty good, I think.
Yeah. Where do you go from here, Jabari?
Only way to go up. Only way to go here is going up, you know. Can't be below at any point that I've been in any stages of these few months. So, you know, anything that I do from this point on is just to go up. And it's a blessing.
Do you feel strong?
Yeah, I say so. You know, it's going to grow. It's going to get better.
As you get to the end of those 15 minutes today, did you like?
Tell you what, Jabari Parker, one of the most chill dudes in the whole wide world when it comes to talking to the media. That is for sure. Bucks get the win tonight. Next up, the Brooklyn Nets on Sunday, 11 a.m. tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off. Don't forget about us. I know the Super Bowl is on Sunday, but 11 a.m. tip-off. We'll be on the radio, 105.7 FM The Fan, AM 1250, following that game. Mayor Mitch and myself. So hopefully the Bucks can get to a season-high 6 games over 500 for the first time this year with a win in Brooklyn. Steve Sparky Fiverr, he is Anthony Mandela wishing you a very good weekend. Have a lot of fun, and we will talk to you Sunday morning at 9. Castle Lane Spare Time Bowling Show with Norm Duke. And then, of course, post-game show after Bucks and Nets Sunday afternoon. Toodles!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.